One of the most interesting things was a subset analysis that was done to explore hypotheses. And what we did was to analyze the benefit of docetaxel according to whether patients responded clinically to AC. And what we found, in fact, was those patients that did not respond to AC didn't benefit from docetaxel, indicating those are probably chemo-resistant patients and that adding another chemotherapy drug probably doesn't help that much. In patients who had a clinical complete response to AC, we also did not see much benefit from docetaxel, indicating that those are probably good prognosis chemo-responsive patients who may not need the additional chemotherapy. Most interestingly, though, was the group of patients who had a partial response to AC, which is 40+% of the entire cohort, and those patients had a very significant improvement in disease-free survival with the addition of preoperative docetaxel. One might ask, why didn't they benefit from the postoperative docetaxel as well, which they didn't. I suspect that that's because of the delay in administration of the second chemotherapy regimen, which in some people's terms might be considered inadequately dose dense. And put more simply, the delay between completing AC and starting docetaxel may have negated the benefit by allowing regrowth of metastatic clones.
Do you think there are clinical implications to what you just discussed? It's always the question of what do you do with somebody who doesn't respond clinically to AC or even progresses on AC? Were your data strong enough to say, well, hey, you know, just maybe we ought to send those patients to surgery at that point?
I think it's something to think about. I think it needs to be explored in another trial. It was a post hoc subset analysis, not a planned analysis. Of course, if we'd seen a large beneficial effect of docetaxel across the entire study, we wouldn't have been doing a subset analyses to explore hypotheses. But I think it's a very interesting question. I think that there are a number of other trials where chemotherapy has been adjusted. Some of the German trials, for example, where there's been an attempt made to adjust chemotherapy based on response to the first treatment regimen. And they sort of agree that if you don't respond to the first treatment regimen, adding another drug or drug combination is not likely to bring the response rate up very high. And I think we should consider whether those patients either should be operated on or perhaps should be subjects for experimental drugs that are not necessarily cytotoxic.